Mel, what was your reaction when you saw Iowa pop up on the TV screen last night?
To be honest, I can't even lie to y'all. I don't got ESPNU, so I ain't even get to see it. I read it on Twitter, and it was just crazy. And then obviously everybody excited. Obviously I'm excited, but I don't have that cable package. I'm gonna need take donations. And then maybe we can get that at the house.
You're from New York,
right?
Get there.
I mean everything to be back in New York. I ain't played in New York really since I left New York, and I really didn't play there in high school. So my last game in New York was really AAU, as far as on an organized competitive level, I would say. But I mean, everything, and also it mean that we probably be in the Final Four of the championship bracket. I'm not really sure how the rounds work, but if we make it to New York, that should be pretty good and an accomplishment. So it's a chance for a 20-win season, a chance for a lot of stuff. But I mean, we got a game tomorrow, so we got to head to the first step. And Dayton, I know they're a really good team. I've watched them play on TV.
Have you ever gotten a chance to go to Madison Square Garden?
I've been there once. I went there twice. I went there for a Big East tournament game. I think it was West Virginia, Louisville, and UConn played somebody. And then I went when UConn and Duke, when Stanley Robinson was there, when they played like a game there, like a showcase game there, I went.
What was going through your mind then when you made those appearances?
It was just crazy. I hope one day I would be on the court, and then I never thought I would be like just looking at them. It seemed like it was so far away, and from even me playing college at this level, the other day we was at the Big Ten tournament. I was watching Indiana play, and I never really watched the game like as a spectator. Either. I'm on the bench. That was the first time I really watched it. So, I mean, it's still amazing. It just shows you how lucky we are as players.
You mentioned the matchup against Dayton. What stands out to you just from the little that you do happen to know about them?
I'm pretty sure they're an athletic team, and they're an aggressive team. And you know, I haven't watched a ton of, I would say, film from the coaches, but I've seen quite a few Dayton games just on TV, and I've seen games from them last year, and they might not have the same people, but I know they're a really good team, and you know, they're definitely a tournament quality team. So as a team, we should definitely know that.
You guys were kind of uncertain about whether or not you'd get a postseason berth at all. What was the last few days like leading up?
I mean, it was just hoping and waiting. You never really know. A lot of people were saying we probably weren't going to go to the NIT. From what I was hearing, it might not be that big of a chance. And then, you know, the CBI was a possibility. But I think the guys, you know, everybody was so excited. The NIT is such a great tournament, and it's on ESPN, and it's good exposure. And, it's another step in the program. Last year we didn't have any, so I think it's just exciting.
What was the reaction in the locker room or wherever you guys watched it? Were you guys surprised or caught off guard by it?
I honestly was caught off guard by it because I didn't really, you know, look up on the websites and number. From what I was hearing, people didn't think we was going to make it. But obviously, I'm going to still believe we're going to make it. But I was surprised. None of us was together, so we didn't even get a chance to celebrate and go crazy together. We was all in our different houses and stuff. But, you know, obviously, once everybody knew, everybody was texting, calling each other. Everybody was screaming on the phone. Then I hit Twitter, so it was just big.
What's it been like then since you've gotten the chance out of day to kind of get back together with the team and you've had a chance to, you know, talk about it with them?
I mean, to be honest, the mood isn't too, I would say, festive because it happened so quick. Found out yesterday and we got to play tomorrow, so one day prep. So, to be honest, it just seems like another work day. You know, the excitement is here, but I think we feel like we deserve it, and we focus more on the actual game and opportunity. I think the excitement really would be tomorrow and just how we play.